Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of the first things, other than Brady Papinga trolling me last night about Carson Wentz when I woke up this morning, the next thing I saw was a Facebook note from my 90-year-old great uncle, Uncle Ben, and he is not happy. He wants Doug out, he wants Howie out, and he also wants Carson Wentz out with the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's tap into Philadelphia right now. We'll talk to one of the best sports talk radio hosts in Philadelphia, hosts middays on the legendary Sports Radio 94 WIP. That, of course, is my pal Joe DeCamera. Joe, what's happening, man?
Zach, a lot is happening, and it's great to be on your program. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate it. Before we really tap into the Eagles and the mess and talk about Carson, talk about Doug and also Howie Roseman in the future of this team, what you make of this entire Jim Schwartz situation? Because before we brought you on, we were talking about in the last segment, I don't think there was malicious intent by Schwartz, but obviously DK Metcalf thought differently.
Well, for sure. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question. I mean, Jim Schwartz would not intentionally, I don't think, do something that he thought going into it would give the player a competitive edge by, you know, raising that player's competitive spirit. So, yeah, I'm sure Jim Schwartz probably meant it as playful banter before a game. I mean, look, obviously I wasn't there. You weren't there. We're going based on what DK Metcalf said post-game. But it sounds like, you know, pre-game probably intended playful banter by an Eagles assistant coach to an opposing player. But it's like, yo, coach, you got to have your head in the game here. I mean, the reality is if you go say that to a player, number one, who's great, number two, who the Eagles passed on in the draft, you know, in 2019, you know, you go say that to him shortly before kickoff, stupid. It's just dumb. And it was unnecessary. And I would imagine something like that would not happen again.
I'm just trying to figure out what exactly he said. And obviously, like you said, I wasn't there, and only DK Metcalf and Jim Schwartz were there and know what happened. It kind of feels to me like something was lost in translation, where Schwartz was probably like, hey, you're a heck of a player. You know, you kind of remind me of Calvin Johnson, but obviously there's a long way to go before you get to be Megatron. That's probably what he said, right?
Look, that would be my guess. Again, I'll just use the term playful banter as my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I mean, you know the deal. Athletes are gonna use things for fire, competitive fire, as they should. I mean, you look for every advantage you could possibly get. And if that burned DK Metcalf and he was able to use it, then good for him, and he burned the Eagles.
Joe DeCamera here with us from Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Biggest problem with the Eagles between Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, and Carson Wentz. Who's the biggest problem?
Well, it's incredibly debated in Philly, Zach. Personally, I believe it's Carson Wentz. Now, I will say that's not to let either of the other two off the hook. Howie in particular, who has absolutely fielded a subpar roster. And if you really, you know, track the last 3 years of drafting and free agent acquisitions, there's been a really steady and lately steep decline of the talent on the roster. So Howie is extremely culpable. However, in my opinion, Carson is absolutely the most culpable. He is right now playing like one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. And while he may not actually be, you know, what is he? Okay, he may not actually be a bottom five quarterback if you were to extrapolate over the next 4 or 5 years. I believe, and I think many in Philadelphia are starting to come around to what I've been saying for what I've been saying this whole year, is he is a below average quarterback. He is. And, I mean, for your audience that perhaps hasn't seen it, you know, national audience quite as in depth, here's the bottom line. He is inaccurate. He has poor pocket presence. He holds onto the ball too long, causes sacks. He has a tremendous amount of fumbles, leads the league in fumbles since he was drafted in 2016. He throws interceptions and far too often does not hit a receiver who is open or hit a receiver in stride who is available to catch the ball. I mean, the combination of things is staggering. He is significantly below average, and he is clearly playing as one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL this year. No question about it.
Last year, towards the end of the season, he carried the team. This year, he's been a disaster. The dead cap for next year, it's almost $60 million, so he's not going anywhere. But if you were Doug, how would you approach the rest of the season with Carson, with Jalen Hurts on the sideline and sometimes seeing some game action?
So here's the complication. I'll answer the question if I'm Doug, if I have power. If I have the power, I'm playing Jalen Hurts. And I'm playing Jalen Hurts because, one, Carson's terrible right now. Two, I might be coaching for my life, and I'd rather go to the unknown than the known, Carson being the known that you just know you're going to lose games. And three, if I am around next year, if I'm Doug, I want to have a sense what Jalen Hurts has. Because remember, if the Eagles miss the playoffs, and there's a good chance now they will, there's a good chance they're going to pick in the top five or six of the draft, which means there's a good chance they have an opportunity to take a quarterback. To your point, even if Carson's on the team, that might be the way to go, and Carson might be the most expensive backup in the history of sports. Now, a lot of people in Philadelphia think I'm crazy for thinking that, but my point is, why keep playing a guy that you know you're going to lose with? You're just going to keep losing with Carson Wentz. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of everybody's time. So,
well, I think the answer to that, and you may not like these answers, in 2017, I know we're going back a long time, he put MVP football, but last year, down the stretch, he did elevate the team with nothing around him, so maybe you think he gets back to that form the next season, and it's just a down year.
The million-dollar question is, how did this happen with Carson? I mean, primarily, how did he go from 2017 to now? And to a certain extent, how did he go from last year in December when he was really good to now? Couple things. First off, 2019 stretch run, and you're right, he was phenomenal in December. It was only 3.5 games. I mean, he was a disaster in the
Yeah, it was bad until the final month last year.
It was 3.5 games, and they played horrendous teams. Horrendous teams. And yeah, he was below average for the first 3 months last year. So many people in Philadelphia were hanging, Zach, their hat in the offseason of this idea that Carson had turned a corner and he was back and he's going to be great. I kept telling everybody, why are you all focusing on 3.5 games when he was fantastic in December and ignoring the 12.5 games that led up to that? And again, I'm differentiating halftime of the 13th game versus the Giants when he struggled in the first half and was great in the second half. Like, why aren't you focusing on the 12.5 games? So, you know, and then let me just peel this back. What has happened? First off, nobody really knows exactly why. But the theories are this. One, he's a far lesser athlete because of the injuries. Two, his mechanics have gotten out of whack. Three, there's been coaching staff changes with the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach, Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, who moved on after the Super Bowl. Four, there's a shadow of Nick Foles. Five, there's a shadow of Jalen Hurts. I mean, I can give you 15 different reasons, right? The reality is, whatever the reasons are and how they all add up, the bottom line is he's just not that good. Is it possible he plays better? For sure. I expect him, Zach. I expect Carson Wentz to play better because it would almost be impossible to play worse. To me, the key if you're the Eagles is, how reasonable is it to expect him to play much better?
And can't
honestly,
bank on
I don't think it is reasonable.
Joe DeCamber here with us. Should Doug Peterson be back next year if they miss the playoffs, and will he be back?
Well, this, again, gets into how much power does Doug have. I'll just say my answer to your last question was predicated on if Doug has power. I personally don't think he does. I think playing Carson is a call from higher up, probably the owner, possibly the general manager. So it's complicated without knowing exactly what his power has been. I would say this, Zach. My mindset right now is to move on from the general manager, Howie Roseman. I'm not yet ready to tell you to move on from the head coach, but I'm really close. So I think there is a legitimate chance he'll be gone. I think it's more likely that Doug Peterson will be gone than Carson Wentz or Howie Roseman. But I don't know that that is fair. I think he's the least culpable of the three, but I think he's probably the most likely to go.
He looks dejected, and you would assume he would be dejected in these post-game press conferences. You know, I hear him on with Angelo a few weeks ago. He snapped as well. Do you think he even wants to come back? Would it surprise you if there's a mutual parting of ways, if that's how they phrase it at the end of the season?
It would surprise me a bit because I don't think that's who Doug is, but there was a reporter a day or two ago here in Philly that alluded in an article to the fact that he's heard whispers that Doug wouldn't mind moving on.
Interesting.
So, you know, it's possible. I mean, look, I am not certain the answer to the question, but Look, if he gets fired, he's going to get paid a lot of money, and he can sit at home next year and sit on a couch and watch football and collect millions of dollars. With that said, is he definitely going to have a pathway back to an NFL head coaching job? Not sure. I mean, he doesn't present himself as the most impressive, I think. You know, he kind of bungles his way through talking sometimes. But at the same time, I mean, he's, you know, one of, I don't know, 30 or 35 people that's won a Super Bowl as a head coach, and he did it only 3 years ago. So obviously he can do it. But boy, he's doing a bad job right now.
Something that just crossed my mind here, Joe DeCamera from Sports Radio 94 WIP, is you keep on talking about maybe the influences that Doug doesn't have so much power with Howie, and then also with maybe Jeffrey Lurie too. I read a report the other day from Jeff Mosher that Jeffrey Lurie said to Doug that if Wentz struggles, you got to play Hurts, and we didn't really see much of Hurts last night. Was there truth to that report in your thinking?
Well, I know Jeff Mosher. I think he's a great reporter.
Great dude.
And I don't think that he would have presented that without believing that he had that locked in. So the question, of course, is what the heck happened? That report came out about 3 hours before kickoff. Is it possible that the Eagles curtailed their plans because that report came out and the owner didn't want to look silly 3 hours after the report came out, that they chose to play the backup quarterback at the behest of the owner? I guess it's possible. I mean, to this, you know, think of it this way. To this point, They have shielded Carson, continuing to play Carson, scattered plays of Jalen Hurts, and frankly, last night was no different in that regard. So this may just be more of the same of trying and trying and trying and trying and trying to give Carson Wentz a 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 15th, 25th, 35th chance. That's my guess, that they just keep trying and trying and trying. But at some point, you got to raise the white flag and say, hey, listen, it's not working with this guy. Now, look, I'll tell you this, Zach. There is various reasons to continue to play Carson. Number one, you might not think Jalen Hurts is ready. It's possible. Number two, you might think there's a facade, that, you know, a ruse that you can present to the NFL by basically telling the other 31 executives, hey, this is a guy who's still good. You should want him in a trade, you know, as opposed to the bench guy who, you know, then loses some luster and trade value for the organization. So there's a lot of different ways this can go. Of course, the Eagles also have to face the reality of, do they, and I'm talking the top ticket, top of the organization, do they want to make the playoffs? I mean, we all know the deal. Normally the answer to that question is yes. You want to make the playoffs. You want to
say no.
You want a home playoff game. But, I mean, when the downside of not making it is you get a top seven, top six pick in the draft, it's pretty appealing.
Making the playoffs, Joe, does nothing for them this year. All it does, it gives them a cop-out and make them think that they're actually better than what they are.
Well, and that's – and. You know, and I'll give you, you know.
Like, what has Howie done well? See, my answer to the question I asked you earlier, and I'm not making excuses for Carson, I'm not making excuses for Doug. I think the biggest problem is Howie. Like, at least there was a good moment for Doug after the Super Bowl. There's been a good moment for Carson, even though not many. Like, I'm trying to think of what the good moment has been for Howie, and I got hubbada, 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 nothing.
Yep. Well, no, you're in the last 3 years, you're right. I mean, since
he
the Eagles
stinks.
Won that Super Bowl and walked off the field, you're right. I mean, he drafted Miles Sanders in the second round. That was pretty good. He drafted Dallas Goedert a couple years ago in the second round. That was pretty good. Other than that, it's few and far between.
Passed up on Metcalf and Jefferson, as you know, back-to-back years.
Well, exactly. And you could have an unbelievable combination of phenomenally good and cheap first-year contract players in Metcalf and Jefferson, and they missed on both.
All right, last thing for you, Joe DeCamera, before we let you run. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember a few years ago when your boss, Spike Eskin, and also your producer, James Seltzer, approached you with the photo of you sitting at a bar with a nice-looking female? Do you remember that?
Not at all, actually.
I remember they were talking about it, and you got really worked up. Like, how'd you get this photo of me? I was actually the one that took the photo. I was at a bar in Philadelphia.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're talking about the bar, Walnut Street or something like that.
So
whatever street that is.
I was out in Philadelphia, and one of my friends,
a big
fan of WIP, goes, is that Joe DeCamera? At the time, like, I vaguely knew you. And I go, I'm not sure if that's Joe DeCamera. Kind of looks at him. So I took a photo, like, creepily in the background, took a photo, did one of the hiding of the photo of the phones, and I texted to Spike and Jimmy, and I go, is this DeCamera? They're like, oh, my goodness gracious, you just gave us a lot of content for Monday. So I guess I have to apologize for taking that photo, but I didn't know if it was you.
Well, I don't know if I should accept the apology. I mean, frankly, it's a little bizarre, but I'll tell you what. You're a good guy, Zach. I'm happy for your success, and if you're apologizing, apology accepted. I do remember it. It took, you know, I never saw the picture. which is part of what triggered, like, I didn't remember the photo initially, but yeah, I do remember.
It's just you sitting at a bar, you were whispering into a girl's ear or something like that.
Maybe she was whispering in my ear, Zach. You never know.
That could have been the case. All right, Joe DeCamera, yeah. We appreciate it. This was fun.
Thanks, pal.
There's Joe DeCamera. Appreciate the kind words that he said. Yeah, I'll never forget that. I was in a bar in Philadelphia. One of my friends goes, "Is that Joe DeCamera?" And I go, "I'm not sure." It's like just when Joe got the job. So I took a photo and sent it to his boss and his producer. I go, "Is this Joe?" And they go, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. We won't reveal your identity." But I felt like such a creep there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.